look very serious right now, although you just smiled. What was the tone of practice? I mean,
we're down a game, and we need a win. So I think it's time to, get ready to play. And we know our backs are against the wall here, and this is a big game for us.
Can you speak to the element of, after three games, you kind of have a sense of no surprises in the series. You know how it's going to go. How does it kind of change from here on out?
Well, if we knew how it was going to go, we wouldn't have to show up here. But the thing is, we know that we need to do some things different. And the effort, playing hard and being connected, making sure that we're on the same page out there on both ends of the floor is important. Getting off to a good start. We haven't done that in the two games that we've lost, and we need to do that on both the offensive and defensive end of the floor.
You talked yesterday about being aggressive. Do you think the guys are getting the point from the opening tip? You said be aggressive. Are the guys understanding that, and do you think you're going to see that?
Well, we'll see tonight. So after the first few minutes, you can let me know. I'll be watching too. But, yeah, we need to be aggressive. We know that attacking and not sitting back and reacting to what Houston is doing.
How much do you need out of that three, out of that small forward position? Because it looks like, both Batum and Al are both struggling offensively.
Well, for us, and it's no different than any other team, our scorers, our guys who we've played through all season long are very important. They establish themselves early in the game, and that's Brandon, LaMarcus. Our bench is Rudy and Travis and Greg. And, if your key guys are struggling offensively, it's going to put some pressure on your team. You're going to need other guys to step up. But we have to just work together. I think the big thing is that we set screens for each other and we free up those guys to get them looks. And, when they get those looks, they got to knock them down.
In terms of executing early and being aggressive right out of the gate, do you feel like you have their attention now?
Our guys?
Yeah.
I don't understand. I mean, what does that mean?
Do you feel like you have their attention in terms of emphasizing exactly what they need to come out with tonight?
Well, we've talked about that. The thing is going out there and actually, that's what execution is, going out and doing and not talking about it. We've talked about that, from the start of this series. And we'll see tonight.
How are the Rockets different from what you might have seen earlier in the season when they had McGrady, when they had Alston? How has the kind of the character or the way that they play changed with those guys?
Well, Battier was hurt early in the season. What they've added is another defender to the floor. I think the strength of their team is the defensive end of the floor. And offensively, they move the ball. It's pretty simple game plan, get the ball into Yao, run pick and rolls with Brooks and spread the floor and play off of those guys. And, with Yao being a guy who can score in the paint, he can pass out of the paint, get him the ball and make your reads. Brooks, who has speed, who's shown that he can score, get him the ball, spread the floor and let those guys make their reads and then come down defensively and defend, with Battier and Artest being on the floor. Without Tracy, you've added a defender. You've taken away some points, but you're not probably giving up as many points.
But it's definitely about building that rhythm early, so that way, late in the game we're not trying to find it, and I think we did that in games one and three.
You say Houston has come out aggressive. How frustrating it is feeling like you haven't matched that.
It's frustrating, especially in losses. But, we're just trying to figure out this whole playoff thing. You got to get up every night as if it's your last game, and that's how Houston's playing. So, we still got a few games here to try to establish that. Tonight's, another opportunity to come out and play like our backs against the wall. And in a lot of ways it is. We really need to get this win because we don't want to go home, down 3-1.
Is that still happening? You say we got to figure out this playoff thing. Is that still happening here at this point?
I think we're pretty much You know, I think after, you know, game one was our first playoff game, and then, you know, game three was our first playoff road game. So there's really nothing new anymore. I think, you know, guys are ready to go. We know what to expect now on the road and back home. So hopefully, no, you know, hopefully it's behind us.
Everyone talked about the Rockets, you know, as 2 weeks before the playoffs even started, Brandon talked about the Rockets being a bad matchup for the Blazers. You know, they create so many different matchup problems for you guys, are more physical and stuff. You guys didn't feel that. You feel that every team creates a different problem in their own, right?
Every team creates problems. I mean, if you look at all the eight teams in this playoffs, I mean, they're all good in their own way. And we feel like to play for a championship, which we want to do one day, we need this experience. You know, we can't shy away from it. So, hey, this is a great opportunity for us. I think it's a great experience for us. So we're going to continue to try to, you know, play our best basketball and learn as much as we can while we're out there playing.
If the game plan's tonight, the same as it was in game three, kind of take Yao out of the mix and try to eliminate his touches inside?
Yeah, I mean, you're always going to focus on Yao first. You know, he hasn't played well the last two games, but I think that's because we have put a lot of attention on him. And then, you know, after that, we got to do a much better job of taking away the, you know, Battier and Scola. Those two guys really, really had good games on us. So we feel like our defense was okay. We should have played with more energy, but the biggest thing is offensively, you know, creating more opportunities for guys to score.
How would you describe that kind of 1-2 offensive punch? You have a Battier in our test. Maybe the toughest perimeter duo in the league that
way? Yeah, easily. I mean, you know, on their own, just 1J. You know, they're both arguably, you know, two of the top 7 or 8 defenders in this league. You know, and they're on the same team. And you know, it's tough. But for me, I just, you know, see it as a challenge. You know, in my third year, I'm just trying to do the best I can to go out there and gain as much experience. But I mean, they are two really good defenders. They're different, but at the same time, you know, I'm excited about the challenge.
Confident.
When you hear somebody like Brandon say also the fact that, you know, the Rockets have come out aggressive every game, you guys have not, how frustrating is that?
I mean, it's just part of learning. You know, I think they've been in the playoffs, you know, I think, you know, most of the guys have been here, so they know how important it is to, you know, start off kind of strong. So I think that's why they do it, and I think we're learning how to do it, and, you know, I think that's, you know, that's going to be a part of us getting older.
Is the plan still for you guys to kind of take Yao out of the mix on the defensive end and, you know, try to let their other guys, if their other guys are going to hurt you, you know, give them that shot, but take Yao out first.
We haven't changed anything. You know, I think we're still going to, you know, stick with, you know, with the same game plan of, you know, trying to make everything difficult for Yao, you know, trying to make everything tough for Ron. And I think if we stick with that, you know, we should be okay. I think, you know, they guys just got hot last game, but, you know, we made some changes for that too.
Coach said it starts with you and it starts with Brandon. The rest kind of, you know, kind of all fall into place. How frustrating is it to not be getting a lot of help from other spots, at least offensively?
It's fine. I mean, it's tough, but, you know, I think me and Brandon, you know, we take on that challenge. You know, we know that, you know, we're the two captains of the team, and, you know, we know that everything runs through us, so we have to get it going early, you know, for everybody else to follow. So, you know, we just got to, you know, do it and just, you know, get it started early tonight.
Feel how important this game is tonight when you wake up this morning, just go, it's an important one for us.
No, I mean, we feel like every game is important, but tonight really does feel important, you know, trying to, you know, split with them here so we can, you know, have that last game at the house.